Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the September 8th, 2010 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
Okay, that was actually the worst Bob imitation ever, because Bob isn't here this week, and you're probably wondering why we're missing half our team. Well, let's just say that Bob might be on podcast probation for that little fireworks stunt he pulled last episode. But don't worry, I'm sure he'll be back with us soon. In the meantime, we've got a free episode for you today. It's called The Joke's on You, and it's from album 30 through Thick and Thin. Be sure to stay tuned after the podcast when we'll be hearing from sound designer Dwayne Harms. And now, let's hear The Joke's on You.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
My project is definitely Dwayne Oswald.
Hello, ladies and germs.
So now he thinks he's Mr. Funny Man. He won't stop telling jokes.
What?
I'm gonna crash! Everybody get out of the way!
Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
Thanks, Julie. Now, who knows what bearing each other's burdens means?
Oh, Jason, I know!
Okay, Jared?
Carrying their stuff?
Well, yeah, if you take the verse literally. But when you carry someone's stuff, what are you doing? Yeah, Sarah?
You're helping them.
Right, good. So what are some ways you all help people?
Carrying their stuff.
Thanks, Jared. What are some other ways?
I help my mom with the dishes.
Okay.
I help my dad with the yard work.
Good. And Dwayne, what about you?
Me? Well, I'm not very good at helping. I mean, when I carry things, I drop them. And when I help my mom with the dishes, I break them. And because of that, my dad won't let me near the gardening equipment. So I'm no help there.
Oh, come on now. There must be some way you help others.
Nope, not ringing a bell.
Well, then, Dwayne, I think I might have a way for you. It's called encouragement.
Encouragement?
That's right, Julie. And it's something every one of us should practice.
You mean being nice?
Well, encouragement means more than just being nice. It means building up people emotionally, making them feel good, supporting them when they need it, and even when they don't.
Like I said, being nice.
Okay. I guess that is a good way of putting it. But sometimes it also means urging them to do things they don't want to do, but that you know would be good for them.
How are we supposed to do that?
Well, by keeping your eyes open for opportunities. In fact, Julie, that's what I'd like all of us to try during this coming week. Look for ways to practice encouragement. You know, it might be with several people, or maybe you just want to concentrate on just one person. You know, sort of make him or her your project. But either way, remember that when you practice encouragement, you're doing just what Jesus wants you to do.
Hi, Sarah.
You sure had a lot of questions in class today.
Well, I thought that stuff about encouragement was important. In fact, I already have someone in mind to practice it on.
Really? Who?
Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Yeah, you heard him. Every time he tries to help someone, he messes up. And you know how much he messes up in school.
Yeah, I guess I can't argue with that.
Absolutely. If anybody needs encouragement, it's him.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, why?
Because if you do, I think you're going to need encouragement.
Well, that can be your project. But my project is definitely Dwayne Oswald.
And let them rotate to rhythmic beats of the Renegade Raiders and their hit song, really, really rambunctious.
Whoa!
Move your feet, Dwayne. Move your feet.
I am moving my feet, Julia.
Let the skates do the work.
I am. It's my feet that aren't working. Whoa.
Turn.
I can't barely stand. I'm going to crash. Everybody get out of the way.
Look out.
Crash and burn. We got a major pile over there on the west side of the rink. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like about 10 people deep. You might want to avoid that area if you can. This is Jet Black with your eye in the sky over the rink traffic road.
Ow.
Dwayne, are you okay?
Ow. I'm fine. Just help me up, will ya?
Hold my hand.
Careful. I'm very fragile.
Have a seat.
Safe at last. You know, I don't think roller skating is really my thing.
Sure it is. You just need some practice.
Everybody's going too fast.
Oh, it just seems faster than it really is. Once you get rolling with everyone else, it won't look as fast at all.
How will it look if they're rolling over me?
Just stay on the outer edge and go at your own speed. And don't worry if you fall. Everybody falls the first time.
This is my 15th time, Julie.
Most people fall on their 15th time, too.
Do most people at least make it out of the snack bar?
Just rest a few minutes and we'll try it again.
I don't want to try it again.
You're never going to get any better if you stay in the snack bar.
I don't want to get any better. Look, I know I'm no good at skating. I'm not really good at anything.
Come on, you're good at some things.
Not really, but it's all right. I mean, I'm okay with it and everything.
You're okay with not being good at anything?
Yeah, in fact, that's one thing I am good at.
That's silly. I mean, come on, Dwayne. I can think of a ton of things that you're good at.
Name one.
Well, you're good at... I think you're funny.
Funny?
Sure, you've got a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna get a soda. You want anything?
No, thanks.
Be right back.
Funny, huh? Maybe I am at that.
Jason?
Hey, Julie.
What are you doing here?
Aw, Dad had to run a few errands, so I'm filling in for him. How are you this afternoon?
Not too good. And I don't mean to be rude, but I think it's your fault.
My fault? What did I do?
Remember last Sunday in Bible class when you talked about how we need to practice encouragement?
Uh-huh.
And you told us that a good way to do that was to find someone and make them our project?
Yeah.
Well, I found someone and I started working on him.
I take it things aren't going too well?
Not at all. Last night we went skating, and I really tried to encourage him, but he still told me that he's not really good at anything, and he's okay with that.
Well, I never said it'd be easy. In fact, Julie, it can be very discouraging to try and encourage someone who doesn't want to be encouraged. But you never can tell. You might have encouraged him without even knowing it.
You think?
It could be. Tell you what, you just need to keep trying and let God handle the results.
Okay. Can I have a chocolate soda, please?
Sure thing. You want it here at the counter?
No, over at that booth. I have some homework to do.
Okay, you got it. One chocolate soda, coming right up.
Thank you.
There she is.
Julie.
Jared? Sarah?
You're the one. You did this.
Did what? What did I do?
Told Dwayne he was a comedian.
A comedian?
He said you told him he had a great sense of humor at the skating rink last night.
Yeah, so?
So now he thinks he's Mr. Funny Man. He won't stop telling jokes.
What?
And they're the worst jokes ever.
Wait a minute. You mean I actually encouraged Dwayne to do something? And he likes it?
Yeah, but we don't.
Next time, try encouraging him to be quiet.
Uh-oh, Jared, here he comes!
Ah, let's get out of here!
We'll get you for this, Julie, if it's the last thing we do.
Hello, ladies and germs.
Dwayne?
Hey, Julie. Hey, Julie, wheat, grass, straw. How many more plants can I name? Get it? Hey, Julie, plants. Get it?
No, yeah.
Looks like we got a great crowd here today. Where are you from, Julie?
Odyssey.
I'm sorry?
Odyssey.
I heard you the first time. I'm just sorry. But I'm...
That's a good one.
Thank you.
And so you're a comedian now, huh?
Yeah, you said I had a good sense of humor. I thought I'd try it on everybody.
Great.
So, what are you doing?
Homework.
Why? You're not at home. But I'm... Get it? Home. Work. Homework. Get it?
Yes, I got it. Very funny. Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you keep saying, but I'm after your jokes?
That's what comedians call rim shot. It's a drum beat that sort of punctures the joke.
You can say that again.
What?
I think you mean punctuates.
Oh, yeah, right.
A rim shot, huh?
Yeah, and speaking of shots, that reminds me of a story.
Oh.
There were three prisoners who were going to be executed by a firing squad. They put the first prisoner up against the wall, and they were just about to shoot him when he yelled, "Earthquake!" And everybody ran for cover, and the prisoner got away. Well, they finally realized that there was no earthquake, so they brought out the second prisoner and put him against the wall. They were just about to shoot him when he yelled, "Tornado!" And everybody ran for cover. And again, the second prisoner got away. When they realized there was no tornado, they put the third prisoner against the wall. A real doofus. The commander said, "Ready? Aim!" And the doofus yelled, "Fire!" Boom!
Oh.
Get it? Earthquake, tornado, fire, firing squad. Get it?
Yes, yes, I get it, I get it. That's a good one, Dwayne.
Hey, what's so funny over here?
Dwayne's been telling some jokes.
Oh, yeah? Must have been good ones. Here's your soda, Julie.
Thanks.
I think I want to be a comedian when I grow up.
Ooh, tough job.
Oh, but I've got some great jokes. Like, why shouldn't you write on an empty stomach?
Why?
Because it's better to write on paper. Get it?
Not bad.
My father just won a frog jumping contest. He jumped over 35 frogs. Get it? Here's my latest one. What do you do when your nose goes on strike?
What?
Pick it. Get it? Nose?
Yeah, I get it. But, Dwayne, I'm not sure that one you ought to tell. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, right. Well, I need to get some more then. That was my last one. Are there any joke books in the library?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Why don't you go take a look?
Great. See ya.
Bye.
See ya. You know, Julie, Dwayne doesn't really strike me as being the comedian type.
He isn't.
Well, you were laughing pretty hard.
I was just trying to make him feel better.
Aha, then Dwayne's your encouragement project.
Yeah, and it's finally worked, just like you said. I encouraged him without even knowing it. I told him he has a good sense of humor, and that made him want to try it out on people.
Hmm. You ever plan on telling him the truth?
What for?
Well, so he doesn't go on thinking he's a great comedian.
But every kid has dreams of being something exciting. When I was little, I wanted to be a hockey player. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. As long as Dwayne realizes somewhere along the line that he might not be cut out for this. Hopefully, sometime before he comes back from the library.
What'd you get for number 5 about the president who signed the whatever?
Oh, Jefferson.
That's right, Jefferson. Why didn't I remember that? How'd you do on the essay?
Pretty good, I think.
Hang on, I gotta look at the bulletin board for a second.
What you looking for?
The date of the basketball tryouts.
Hey, what's this?
What?
This announcement. An all-school talent show?
Yeah, so?
Have you ever entered?
2 years ago, I played the guitar.
Do a lot of people come?
Usually the whole auditorium's packed.
Wow, doesn't look like very many students have signed up for... Oh, no. No, no, no.
What?
Down at the bottom, Dwayne has signed up for the talent show.
Dwayne? Doing what? Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, Dwayne Oswald, comedy routine, but
Way to go, Miss Encouragement. He'll empty the seats faster than a 2-alarm fire. Either that or he'll get plastered with a truckload of tomatoes.
I better have a talk with him. You're gonna do your jokes for the whole school?
Yeah, isn't it great?
But, do you have a full routine?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I've got a lot figured out already. Like the stuff I told you and Jason the other day at Wits' End.
Oh boy.
What's the matter?
I'm just not sure you know what it's like, being up there in front of all those people. It's a lot different from telling jokes in a booth at Wits' End.
I know, but I have to start somewhere if I want to be a comedian.
Maybe you should wait a little bit before you dive right into this.
It's too late. The auditions are tomorrow after school.
Auditions?
Yeah.
So, if, say, the people who audition you don't like your act as much as I did, they might not let you in the talent show?
Well, yeah, I mean, they just can't let anybody do an act.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. They'll decide if you'll be in the show.
Right. But I don't think I'll have much of a problem.
Well, talent shows are really competitive. I'm sure they have a lot of good contestants.
Oh, I know. I'm not worried. Well, I better get to working on my act. I'll see you.
Bye. I sure hope they let him down easy.
How many aspirin do you have left?
Back off. The rest are mine.
You know, we'd make a fortune if we sold earplugs at the door.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
We got any more auditions after this one?
One more.
One? Great. Okay, that's very nice. We'll let you know. Thank you. Wait a minute, we only have one audition left?
That's it, 10 people.
But that's like a 45-minute show. We can't charge money for this and have just a 45-minute show.
Sorry, all we got is 10.
But how are we going to stretch it out?
Hey, you're the MC. Maybe you can do something to entertain between acts.
Oh, great.
Meanwhile, I guess we have to accept any act that auditions.
Even the clarinetist?
Even the clarinetist.
Look, I'll give you $500 for those aspirin.
Not a chance.
Oh, let's just get this over with. Next, please. Okay, give us your name and what you're going to be doing for us.
I'm Dwayne Oswald, and I'm doing a comedy routine.
Fine, Dwayne. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and germs. My father just jumped over 35 frogs.
Okay. Very funny, Dwayne, and you're in.
What?
You're in the show. Be here 4 o'clock Friday afternoon.
Really?
That's right. Congratulations.
Cool!
You probably should have let him tell a joke.
Well, he looked funny.
So, Dwayne's meeting you here?
Yeah, he'll probably need some support after they tell him he can't be in the show.
I hate to say I told you so, but...
I know. You're right. I should have told him. But at least he'll give up on the whole comedy thing now.
Julie, Jason, I made it!
What?
They want me in the show.
Great.
And did they listen to your act?
Yeah. Well, the frog joke. I sort of messed it up, but they still loved it. They said yes, like, immediately.
The, same frog joke you told us?
Same one.
And you made it for sure? I mean, they didn't say they'd call you back or anything?
No, they just told me to be at the school at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. I can't believe this! This is so cool! I'm gonna be a comedian!
Yeah, I guess you are.
And it's all because of you, Julie. You were the first one to believe in me.
Yeah, I sure was.
I gotta go tell my folks. See you later.
Yeah, bye, Dwayne.
Yeah, see ya. How could this have happened?
Well, maybe the audition committee really saw something in him.
Or else they just decided to take anybody.
Well, I suppose he could have gotten a lot better since the last time we talked.
Jason, he used the frog joke.
Yeah, good point.
How could the audition committee do this?
I don't know. But they're not the only ones to blame.
I know.
So why didn't you tell him?
How could I? You saw how excited he was.
Yeah, and how excited is he going to be when he gets in front of everyone and embarrasses himself?
I was just trying to encourage him.
Julie, encouraging someone doesn't mean lying to them.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Here's the phone.
You mean now?
Well, give him a little time to get to his house.
Can I just wait until tomorrow so I can figure out what I'm going to say?
I think you need to talk to him as soon as possible.
Okay, I have to go home. I'll stop by his place on the way. Dwayne? Hi.
Oh. Hi, Julie.
Listen, I need to talk to you. What's the matter?
I can't do the show.
Really? Oh, why not?
I told my dad, and he said we were going to be out of town. We're going to my grandmother's house for the weekend, leaving right after school.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you definitely have to drop out?
Yeah, I'll tell him tomorrow.
Aw, I know you were excited about this, but hey, there's always next year.
I guess. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you.
Thanks.
Sorry about everything.
Sure. I'll see you.
Bye. Got out of that one.
Julie!
Hi, Jared.
Where are you going?
Home. I had to stay after school to copy some music for the Glee Club.
You're not going to the show?
What show?
The talent show.
Oh, that is today, isn't it?
Yeah, started a half an hour ago. Dwayne said he wanted you to come.
When?
Today. You didn't talk to him?
Wait a minute. What do you mean he told you that today?
Just what it sounds like. He said if I saw you, to tell you to come and see his act.
But that's impossible. He was going to his grandmother's house this afternoon.
They had a change of plans.
What? Oh, no. No, no. I gotta stop him.
Stop him from what?
From making a fool out of himself. Excuse me. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Has Dwayne Oswald gone yet?
Doing what?
A comedy routine.
Oh, no. But I hope he comes on soon. This crowd needs a laugh.
Thank you. Thank goodness, I gotta catch him.
Thank you, Jody. That was Jody McCoy with a very piercing rendition of If I Didn't Care. Our next performer is Dwayne Oswald. Let's all welcome Dwayne.
Oh, no.
Good evening, ladies and germs.
Not the frog joke. Please, not the frog joke.
I'm Dwayne Oswald. Otherwise known as Oswaldo the Magnificent. Watch closely as I cut this rope in half.
What is he doing?
As you can see, I cut through it cleanly. Now, I will place it in my hat, wave the magic wand, and voila! The rope is whole again. Thank you. For my next trick, I need an assistant from the audience. You, ma'am, could you come up here?
A magic act. He's doing a magic act. And he's not bad.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Lorraine Benson.
Miss Benson, do you have a problem with being cut in half?
Dwayne, hey!
Hi, Julie.
Wait up.
I didn't know you were here. I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah, I'm glad too. It was great.
Thanks.
But what happened?
You mean to the comedy act?
Yeah.
I did it for my dad last night, and he told me the truth. It was awful. He taught me a few magic tricks real quick, so I did that instead.
Listen, I should have told you about your comedy act right up front. I just wanted to encourage you and make you feel better, but everything got out of control. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just glad my dad told me before I humiliated myself.
Oh, I don't think you would have humiliated yourself. I still think you're a funny guy.
Really?
Yeah, you just needed better material, that's all. Like you used with your magic act.
You think?
Are you kidding? You heard the laughter and the applause. You were the best.
Wow. Wait, you're not just saying this to encourage me, are you?
Well, yes.
Oh.
But I'm also saying it because it's true.
Thanks, Julie.
Come on, let's go celebrate at Wits End.
Your treat?
Actually, I don't have any money with me.
Sure you do. You got a silver dollar.
Where?
Right behind your ear, see?
Where'd you... How'd you do that?
Ah, the hand is quicker than the eye.
Ba-dum.
We started off today's adventure with a Bible verse. Do you remember it? Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Encouraging others is a great way to bear their burdens. But it's not the only way. You might want to help them with chores or work, or even just sit with them and listen as they tell you about their problems. But whatever you choose to do, remember that bearing each other's burdens is a serious responsibility and something we're commanded to do. It's not just a suggestion, it's the law. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Joke's on You was written by Marshall Younger and Phil Lawler, and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
What a great episode. But Dwayne really needed better material. As editor of Clubhouse Magazine, I see hundreds of funny jokes sent in by our readers every month that really could have helped him out. You know, here's one of my favorites from the September 2000 issue of Clubhouse. What does a Hawaiian say when he hears something funny? Aloha ha ha ha. Okay, I got another one. What do you call a musical genius? A note it all. Get it? Note it all? I got a million of them. But now, let's hear from sound designer Dwayne Harms. Dwayne, first off, we have to know, this episode starred somebody named Dwayne. Is there any connection between the two of you guys?
Well, I like to think so, but I don't think there really is. It's kind of funny because when I first began to work on Odyssey, I think that's about the time the Dwayne character came into play. And so I don't know whether it's true or not, but whether he's named after me or not, I don't know. But I can sure relate to someone named Dwayne, not just because of his name, but because of his character as well.
Now, you mentioned, you know, Dwayne, the character Dwayne started when you started with Adventures in Odyssey. So how did you get involved with the show?
Well, it's actually kind of an interesting story. I had been working with Larry Burkett for a number of years with Christian Financial Concepts. And we had had a big 20-year celebration of Christian Financial Concepts. And we had a big banquet. And so we invited a bunch of people from different organizations around the country to help celebrate 20 years with Larry Burkett. And so at the banquet, I sat next to Al Jansen, who was involved in a new upcoming program called Focus on the Family Radio Theater. And so we started talking about that, and it really kind of piqued an interest in me to do radio drama, even though I had never done it before. And so as I was talking to Al, that just really kind of piqued my interest. It's been a while, but I remember him saying, why don't you go ahead and send me a resume? We'll keep it on file just in case. And so I did that. And it turned out that it wasn't him that called back. It was Mark Drury from the Odyssey production team. And he was basically saying, we are looking to do a workshop for potential sound designers. If you think you're interested, send us an audition tape of what you might do. And so I sent him one, and apparently he and Dave Arnold liked it. And so from that point on, I guess the rest is history. It was it was just sort of a chance meeting at a banquet, and who knew at that time that it would turn into being able to produce Odyssey programs. It was great.
Yeah, I love when God works out those details. And like you said, just happened to be sitting at a table in this huge banquet. And there you are with the exact person that would help you get involved with Adventures in Odyssey.
Yep, some people would say it's chance. Nah, it was God doing some pretty cool stuff.
That's right. Now, talking about the production of this episode, there's this great crash at the roller rink. And I think our listeners would want to know, were any skaters harmed in the creating of that effect?
No, none of them were harmed. It's actually kind of funny because when I saw the script and it called for this skating scene where there was going to be skating around a roller rink and then ultimately this big crash, you know, where Dwayne crashes into everything, I thought, I have got to go to a real roller skating rink and get some real people to roller skate around and even hopefully crash into something to make this make the sound perfect. And so I actually have two daughters. At the time, I believe one was 5 and one was 8. And so I basically begged them to come to the roller skating rink with me here in town. And I set up a couple of microphones at the edge of the rink. And I told my daughters, okay, skate around here by the microphones and have a good time. And so they did that a few times. And then I said, okay, now you got to crash into the little edge of the rink there and fall down and all of that. And they weren't quite so sure about that, but they did.
Uh-huh.
And so no broken bones, no, you know, no major injuries at all. And it was actually a lot of fun. I had a bunch of weird stares, though, from a lot of the other customers there who were wondering, what in the world is this guy doing with microphones and having these two girls skate and crash into the wall?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, it's but that's the kind of lengths that the Odyssey sound designers go to make the show real.
Right. Well, that's the whole key to this, is that you're trying to
create a reality out of nothing, really. You're taking nothing and you create this reality, and you do whatever it takes to make it sound just as real as you possibly can, because that is one of the magical parts of Odyssey, is it sounds so real that you almost believe that you're there.
Exactly. And I have to ask about the bad clarinet player. Did you go find a bad musician to do that?
Well, actually, you know, normally John Campbell does all of our music cues. And again, for whatever reason, this one just, you know, wasn't there. And because I guess it fell more into the sound effect category as opposed to music category. And so when I got to that part of the script and went, oh, my, I need a clarinet player, but not just any clarinet player. It had to be a bad clarinet player. And so my first thought was, aha, middle school student, that person would probably be a bad clarinet player. And so I was actually good friends with our daughter's middle school band director. And so I talked to him and I said, are there any, you know, clarinetists who you think I might be able to use? And so he gave me the names of a couple of girls. And so one day I took my microphones and we went into a little practice room. And the challenge of that was that these two clarinet players that I ended up using one of them, but they both were in there. The clarinet player I used was actually a pretty good clarinet player. And so when I said, I want you to sound bad when you play this, she actually sounded too good.
Oh.
And so we had to go through that three or four or five times to get her to sound a little bit off key, a little bit like, I really don't want to hear this being played. And we had to work pretty hard to get that to sound just bad enough where it could be pulled off as being someone who's really trying hard but not doing a very good job of playing a clarinet.
Right. Well, that's neat. Now, before we let you go, we have to ask you about a few other stories from different episodes. First, tell us about baptizing a rock in Hide and Seek.
Yeah, Hide and Seek was a great show. It had some challenges in it, and it's an imagination station show where they go back, and at one of the points they go back to the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. And that's one of those things that you do not go to your sound effects library and find a sound effect of a baptism in a river. You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's just not there. And so that's one where you say, okay, I have got to go make that myself because it's just not in the library. So what I did with that particular episode was I took, again, my microphones, and we have a little, it's basically a small creek that runs out behind my house. And so I took my microphones down there. And so what I did for the baptism of Jesus was I found a rather large stone and dragged it into the river, kind of waded down into the river, recording my footsteps as I go down into the water. And then I literally took this big, you know, it's maybe 12, 15 inches in diameter, this big rock, and dunk it into the river and bring it back up with all the sound of the water dripping off the rock and the, you know, my arms and so forth, just to give that realistic sound of someone really going under the water and coming back up.
Uh-huh.
And so there are all kinds of stuff we do like that, just to give that realism, that realistic sound that is going to, you know, be perceived as being, in this case, a baptism.
And do you have maybe a favorite Adventures in Odyssey episode that you've worked on?
Well, actually, it's a show that we just listened to. It's The Joke's on You. I really like the show, not just because of the neat sound effects and the different things going on within the show, but I thought in that particular case, the message was really good about encouraging people and not just encouraging them for the sake of encouragement, but to really help them out and to give them a boost, but also being careful that you don't just encourage someone just for the sake of encouragement. You do it because you really are genuinely concerned and care about what they're going through at the time.
It was a great message. We haven't heard your name at the end of a show for a while, so tell us what you've been doing these days.
Well, after I produced a number of Odyssey shows, I actually transitioned into the Focus on the Family Radio Theater department for a while, doing freelance work. And then I eventually am now working with a small ad agency where we work with homeless shelters and rescue missions and some world relief agencies, and I'm almost exclusively doing video work now. I've transitioned pretty much from audio to video, but it is interesting how the audio background that I had, the trying to make things sound real, has actually come in very handy when it comes to doing video work as well.
That sounds like great work. We really appreciate your time today, Duane, and helping giving us some background of what it means to be a sound designer and really make a show come to life.
It's great to be here, Jesse. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
All right. Thanks so much. If you'd like to hear more episodes like The Joke's on You, be sure to check out Album 30, Through Thick and Thin. And if you want more jokes, I've got one more for you. What city doesn't know where it is? Lost Angeles. Well, more information about all of our Adventures in Odyssey albums can be found on our website. Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Oh, it's just me. Too bad about those fireworks, Bob. Anyway, visit us online at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Jesse, and remember, don't set off fireworks unless you have the proper training.
Hey, 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 that was a cool song by the Cool Guys. Howdy, I'm Jeb Black, and welcome to the Odyssey Rollerama. I'm playing music you can roll to, and this one's no exception. Put some oil on those wheels and let them rotate to the rhythmous beats of the Renegade Raiders and their hit song, Really, Really Rambunctious. Okay, let's have all the girls on the floor now. It's an all-girls skate time. Guys, you head off the floor. You'll get your turn. Okay, let's have the guys out here now. Girls, you have some popcorn and a Coke. Tell them Jen Black sent you. All right, everybody with brown hair, it's your turn. Blondes, redheads, take a load off. It's an all brown-haired people's game. Okay, people born east of the Mississippi, get on out of here. We love Easterners, and to show just how much, we're giving you this chance to take the floor. All right, everybody who knows the definition of the word punctilious, roll onto the floor right now. There will be a quiz. Anyone who orders their salad dressing on the side, get out here and skate, skate, skate. The floor is all yours. All right, people who have college degrees and make less than 18 grand a year, get on out here. You deserve this one.